For introduction, what Henry said. So we have 3 years of data right now, and we're looking at it to see how we could be utilized within the department, within several programs. So we started with flu vaccination program, the immunization program, and you know, see what we can do with that. And there's a push to have, you know, worksite related immunization program, and the program is starting to look at employers. So what I did was I did the first cut of all the industries by whether they had a flu shot or not, and the yellow lines represent all industry and state. And I took the first one at the bottom, which is construction, that had 85% not being immunized. Now this is all ages and stuff like that. And only two groups of SOC, which is standard occupational classification, had reportable data, which is 3 years of data, two group management and construction and extraction. So the BFS has a rule of 50. Anything less than 50, you're not supposed to report out the data. So this was the only two SOC group that were available. So I wanted to look at what occupations were within these two groups. And subgroup 11, management, 79% did not have flu shots. In construction extraction, 88%. And I want to see what workers were in those groups. So the yellows were data that are not reportable, but you could just look at it by specific occupation. Only construction managers that had 78 frequency-wise, that was reportable. And I look at the construction extraction. There were three groups that were able to produce some data: carpenters, laborers, and supervisors. So basically, for the strength and limitation of IO is that, you know, if you look at NAICS itself, you get a bigger picture, which is okay. You try to look at it by SOC group, maybe you're going to come up with two or three groups. And if you try to look at it by occupation specifically, it's very hard. So, you know, that's the utility of NAICS, I mean IO. And that's what, 3 minutes?
Yeah, you have 4 more minutes.
I'll take a minute.
Yes. You take my minutes?
Our next talk is from New York State, Leah Hines. And it was